Hello!
Wow, you've been practicing.
And welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin.
And we're here once again to guide you through the netherest regions of internet truth.
The netherest regions or the netherest nether regions?
I don't know. You got anything for us to start us off with, or should I jump in?
Jump into it.
Okay, so I got a little gripe happened to me. Last week, I got called on Tuesday and told I have a job interview. And so I'm like, all right.
Congratulations.
Excellent. Yeah, that should be great. Later that same day, I get called and told your job interview has been canceled.
Oh.
Yeah.
Completely.
Cancel. Well, okay. Here's the thing. They left it ambiguous. They said, oh, we can't interview you on Thursday, which is when they were planning on interviewing me. And they sort of were like, so I'm really sorry about that. And so I said, okay, or am I going to hear back from you or anything? And they said, oh, maybe next week. And I said, I don't know, I sort of just didn't think on the spot to be like, am I out of the running? But, you know, that's what I should have said, but oh well. And then I wrote them an email and said, you know, I tried to suck up, which I didn't feel great about because I felt rather antagonistic towards them. I was like, you don't do that. You don't give someone a job interview and then cancel it before they have the job interview. You know, that's you could interview me and then say, no, you're terrible. But you can't say, here's your interview. Sorry, psych.
I think like usually when you try to get a job, like the people who are hiring you are not actually the people who are hiring you, in the sense that the people you deal with are in like the HR department.
Right. And I have a very big chip on my shoulder against HR departments right now.
Because it's funny because those guys aren't even the ones that are excited about hiring you. Usually, it's like somebody wants you.
I have a very special place reserved in my gallbladder for HR departments right now.
What? That's a lot of gall.
I spit bile on them. Ah, that's good beer.
Yeah, I've that's happened to me before too, where you know you'll email them, and they'll be like, "Oh, we'll get back to you," and then they don't, and you call them, "Oh, yeah, we meant to get back to you. This is the next step is this, do this, or could you send us this, whatever, or we'll set this up. You know, we'll call you," and then they don't call, and you have to call them, and it's like, I know that I want the job and I should be persistent, but I mean, like, it's very much like dating.
Right, but here's the thing. They went so far as to call me to offer me the interview.
It's like they called you out. They asked you on a date. And they're like, oh, you know what? I'm really sorry. Like, something came up at work. I just can't. I can't do it. I'm sorry about that.
Bye.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'll see you later. And you as the person who might have been asked out, were like, wait, but you asked me out, right? So you must be interested. Did or no? No, you're not, because you haven't rescheduled another date or slash interview.
Exactly.
And then you
which means that she met some guy she likes better.
Right. Or like, are you like, are
because
you...
she didn't even know me before she called me. She just picked my name out of the phone book and was like, I think this guy, I'm gonna ask him on a date. And then she's like, hey, do you want to go out on Thursday? And I'm like, well, okay, because apparently I'm a total whore. and then she's like, calls me back later, hey, I can't go out on Thursday.
Well, it's just a date, you know? It's like, you know.
Except that this date potentially paid me somewhere in the neighborhood of $65,000 a year.
Wow.
So wow. That date would have been a great date to have.
That's a good date. It pays except, off.
Yeah, but then she canceled on me. What a bitch.
Well, you know how that goes.
No.
Oh, I see.
Oh, wow. Then you marry one. Ah,
whoa,
no.
Hey,
I guess that's when you hate your job.
Wow.
Yeah, well, we just extended that metaphor way beyond.
No, but it's very. It's just like that. The feelings that, like, when you, even when you go in for an interview, you're like, "What should I wear? What should I say? You know, should I try harder? Should I not try harder? Should I seem interested? Should I not seem interested?" Mm. You know, actually, a lot of times they say, "Have you heard this interview recommendation that, like, when you go in, you should have some questions to ask them."
Yeah.
Like, you should kind of, like, almost look at it as, like, an interview for you to be interviewing them.
Yeah.
And you would ask them, oh, like, how is it, how does this work? Or, like, what would I be doing? Or, like, is this generally a good thing? Or, like, how long do people stick around? What is the country or company founded on? Right. You know, and it's, like, my first few interviews were not like that. Because I was just like, oh, my God, please give me the job. Please give me the job. Like, I don't know. Whatever you ask, I have the answer. Just tell me, you know, like, whatever you want, I'll do it, you know. And then when I recently applied for an interview or a job a couple years ago, I had been working for a couple years, so I kind of like went in with some questions to ask, right, whatever. Right. And I'm not, you know, it's like I'm not even sure if any of that made a difference. But it's just kind of, yeah, it's like this sort of, I'm trying to get something out of it. Whereas like maybe your first date, like when you're, I don't know, 17 or 18 or 14 or whatever it is date you had, you're like, this is so awesome. I can't believe I'm on a date. And whatever she says or whatever you say, it's just like, that's great. Yeah, I'm cool. I'm down with that. Oh, you like rollerblading? I love rollerblading. It's so good. Let's go rollerblading. Oh, you want me to show up at 3 in the morning? That's fine. I'm there. You know, you want me to work 17 hours a day?
If she asked you to show up at 3 in the morning.
Well, that was kind of like back to the job metaphor.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I'm just saying on a date, if you're 14 and some girl asks you to show up at 3 in the morning, you're doing pretty good.
That's where I would be. I would be there. I would be there at 3 in the morning for sure. Like, I would just like, whatever you want. But now, and I guess, like, you know, even now, like, I feel like dating, it's no different, I think, when you grow. It's a little different when you get older, I guess, because you have a little more experience and you have a little more reality. But I think it's still, for most people, it's still a little bit of nervousness. A little bit of, like, what could happen? How could it go? Could go really well? Could not go really well?
I think that's part of the excitement of dating, though, and just sort of like the draw of it, you know, is that kind of excitement. Though I guess some people really don't like that. That's understandable.
I think it goes both ways. But I think interviewing can be very similar. I don't mind interviews because it's like I get to go and like see a new company and see these new people and see what they're doing, you know, and they're asking all these questions. Like, it's almost fun because, like, do I know what I'm talking about? They'll ask me questions. I'm like, yeah, I nailed that. Yeah.
I certainly like interviews too. So if anyone has any interviews, irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com.
Recently, I went to a friend of mine's house and we met up with some old college friends and his sister was there. And it just, so, I forget how we came up, but we happened to be talking about the fact that I hadn't interviewed a ton. I've actually only had 3 real interviews in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten all 3 of them. So it came out that I'm 3 for 3.
That's pretty good.
And then I was like, yeah, well, I guess I'm pretty awesome, you know? And I was kind of joking around, but I guess, like, my friend's sister didn't really know me well enough.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, is he joking? Is he really that cocky? And I'm like, and one of my friends is like, well, no, but I can see why you would think that. But yeah, I mean, you know, if you need any interviewing skills, irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com. Tips and pointers. I'm 3 for 3, 100% success rate.
Hmm. That's pretty good. I think I have a pretty high interview to acceptance ratio, though. I'm way above 3 on the number of job interviews I've had. I mean, I've had way more than 3 jobs. So
Yeah, that's the weird thing. I've really only had, I mean, I've had like the odd occasional job, like when I was in college or I temped or whatever, but I mean, I don't think, there was no interview process for that. It was like, fill this form out, show up this place and make your $7 an hour. Like, I don't, there was not really like, can you do this or can you type?
Yes. If you were in this situation, how would you react? And what, you know, what would be the first 3 steps that you would take to rectify it?
Actually, when I was at my old job, they started training us for do interviewing, like to interview people coming in, and we would have to look for this thing called STAR, and it was like basically a situation, the task, the action, and then the remedy.
Mm.
So when you ask for a question, you would ask them like, oh, have you ever encountered this at your old job or in your life or whatever? And they would say yes. You're like, all right, try to get them to tell you a story about how they solved it, how they resolved, like, you know, what the situation was, how do they solve it, what action do they take to make that happen, and did it actually work out? Was it resolved? So situation, task, action, result, or something like that.
Right on.
And it was, you know,